Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally on the program tonight, as we approach 7 o'clock, markets and company news, our commentator from SASFIN is David Shapiro. David, let's look at the market overall. First of all, in late trade, resources, or the JSE itself, finding a little bit of strength, but industrials in the green, but resources on the back foot.
Resources on the back foot largely because of a stronger dollar, or slightly stronger dollar, and that's because there's a bit of angst about Trump's next move on tariffs. For some reason, it creates people to, or pushes people to safety. They go back into the dollar, and that pushes commodity prices down. On the other hand, the weaker dollar, or the weaker rand, apologies, has pushed up a lot of our industrials and that. But it's a pretty non-news day today, Jeremy. Nothing really extreme in either way, either up nor down. So it's just one of those days.
One of those days. It's a chilly day in Johannesburg, David, so maybe people are focused elsewhere. I do see, as far as industrials are concerned, probably the best performer is Prosus. It's up by about 2.3%. Naspers not doing too badly either. Rand, though, is a little bit weaker, 17.75 against the dollar, previous close 17.59.
That's because the dollar has picked up, as I mentioned. And it's no one's quite sure where these things are going to move now. You know, what's the dollar's next move? We still got to sort out uncertainty over tariffs. There's a lot of worries about how far this is going to extend. I think the good news is, though, it's kind of settled down because July 9th was the day that Trump promised to impose tariffs on a number of nations. I think 15 are going to be getting a letter. But they've at least got until the 1st of August to renegotiate or to come back to the table. So I think it's eased a little tensions around this. But nevertheless, because there's anxiety, because of uncertainty, I think the dollar's kind of picked up, and that's a result of the Rand's kind of weakness. Who knows where the next move is? Very difficult to call.
And talking about those tariffs, David, price of bullion dropping today after Trump signaling some progress on the multiple trade agreements, reprieves for several countries, as you mentioned. But the concern is that this potential 10% charge on any country associated with BRICS, which would include our country, but the detail is very thin in that respect.
Well, that's just a spontaneous response. You know, they opened the BRIC meeting criticizing American policies, and naturally that's how he responds, you know, another 10%. And look, I think he can be serious about that. He doesn't like people being anti-America. But there are a lot of still things to play out. I don't know whether people take him seriously or not. But and I also not quite sure where BRICS is going, simply that China's not really represented by Xi Jinping. Putin can't go there because he might be arrested. But Jeremy, on gold itself, you know, as you mentioned, gold and platinum, my belief is that we're going into a much steadier second half, despite all these issues that you're bringing up. I think that we're going to go into a period where rates are going to come down. Inflation's coming down. You saw the oil price. And I think all of this is going to put pressure on gold and platinum. You know, as people start to respond or look to growth, you know, to economic growth because of lower interest rates. And this will be global as well as South Africa. I think we'll all follow America. So my own view, and believe me, this is a personal view, and I've got no authority to say this, I think that probably gold and platinum, we've seen the high levels of it. It doesn't mean it's going to fall in a heap, but I think we're probably in the heady territory.
And that view is endorsed by the World Platinum Investment Council, that says that PGMs for the short term at least will remain a solid investment.
They will. You know, we don't know the background of why we had that 30% increase in platinum price over the last month. No one's quite sure. We believe that there is a shortage in that, but whether this is speculative or not, we'll have to see. I would probably bet for platinum against gold. Yeah. You know, if you had to say which one would you rather hold at this level, probably I would go for platinum. I think I mentioned it last week. Platinum for a very long time was always more expensive than gold, and now it's probably a third the price. So if you're a betting man and you believe in history, I think platinum's probably got more upside than gold. They might meet in the middle, but that's still a good price for platinum.
David, note out on Business Live today that says Showmax will continue to hemorrhage cash for years to come as multi-choice, and this is the important line here, works to scale the business to a point of profitability. And I think the market might have liked those comments because multi-choice's share price today up fractionally.
You know, we're waiting for this deal to come to a conclusion. This has been going on forever.
This is with Canal Plus, right? The big French
Canal
company.
Plus,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I think the price is 125 a share. So it will take place. The only thing in its way now is regulatory issues, and that's because foreign media company can't own a local media company or a percentage. But in the meantime, and this is the issue, in the meantime, without the deal going through, Showmax is hemorrhaging because of competition, because of a whole lot of issue, costs going up. You know how it's a very difficult space to be in at the moment. Everybody's competing for eyeballs, and multi-choice needs this deal. It needs this deal to do exactly what Canal Plus says it's going to do. So we want it just to happen. In the meantime, there is an underpin. No one's going to sell the shares because they know that the high possibility that they're going to get that. Oh, I think it's 125 Rand a share. I can't remember the exact price, but it's in that region.
And finally, David, there's a great line here from Johan Rupert, the chair of Reynet, who says the company has, and I quote, significant liquid funds after the sale of its stake in BAT earlier this year. That's British American Tobacco. But I guess your definition of significant liquid funds and Johan Rupert's would be very different, would they not?
Well, I say it in an international context because, look, Jeremy, on Thursday, I think, as far as I can understand, he's also sold this insurance business, the British one.
Mm.
That means he's going to get more cash. He will have what is 103 or 104, I don't know what it comes to, but it's over 100 billion rand, which will translate to $5.6 billion. And what I say is there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of money floating around, vying through private equity businesses for deals. And at 5.6, you're at the low end. You're on the low field. You're not on the high field. When Buffett's got 340 billion to spend or thereabouts, I think even more. So this is the international competition. But everybody's hoping that he gives it back to us because he's got enough money. He doesn't need to do anything. There's plenty of investments in his camp that we can go into.
And thanks for putting those global figures into some perspective, David. Really appreciate your time. That's David Shapiro from SASFIN. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, David. Cheers.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.